All right, Mark is on the phone with us. He emailed us about a girl named Allison. They met through friends at work. They went out ice skating, had some cocoa, kissed at the end of the date. Really nice date. Can't really find a reason why she wouldn't want to go out with him again. And she's been blowing him off, rescheduling in a very nice way. So he's not even really sure if she actually doesn't want to see him again or if for some reason she just really is rescheduling. We're about to call her right now. But Mark, before we get her on the phone, you got out of a long relationship, you told us.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you feel like this girl could be your next girlfriend?
I mean, I wouldn't be pushing it if I didn't think like we had something.
Okay,
so could turn into something.
So there's something there then.
Yeah, yeah.
All and right. You're ready for another relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
ready
not
enough.
Really. Well, you know,
start slow.
Yeah. All right. I was just curious if you really like this girl. Like, and you thought maybe you saw a future with her, or if you just thought that you wanted to go out on another date because...
I mean, I definitely think there's potential there for it to turn into something more. I'm just really curious. I don't get it. I don't get why she's putting it off.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call her right now, see if we can get her on the phone, and then get your second date, okay?
Cool.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Allison, please?
This is Allison.
Hey, Allison, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
The radio show?
Yes.
Hey.
How you doing?
Fine.
I'm calling you, actually, because you recently went out on a date with a listener of our show.
I did?
Yeah. His name is Mark.
Yeah.
Well, apparently you've been blowing him off for a couple weeks since your date, and... he asked us to call and see if we could find out why.
He said I was blowing him off.
Mm-hmm. He said he's been trying to go out with you ever since your date, and you keep, like, postponing it.
Yeah, but I'm not blowing him off.
Okay. Should I tell him that you're actually going to go out with him one of these days, then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What are you waiting for?
Well, I mean, this it's important, and I want to make sure that, like, I'm totally there for it.
Okay.
So I just needed to have the right time.
So there's something going on with you personally that you just need to wait?
Allison, please don't tell me it's because you need to end another relationship.
No, definitely not. No, I'm single.
Okay.
Well, Mark wants to know because that's why he emailed us. Because you know how it is if you go out with someone and they keep, you know, going, hey, I can't go out this week, maybe next week. And then they keep doing that. At a certain point, you feel like they don't like you.
I never meant to do that. Like, that was not my intention at all. No, I just needed more time.
So you...
okay, because he's starting to get that vibe from you that you don't want to go out with him. What can I tell him then?
Can you just tell him that I just needed a couple extra days just to kind of get some things together?
That sounds so sketchy though, Allison.
But it's not. It really isn't sketchy. I just needed a couple more days. I promise. I really do like him.
Are you just like out of like you don't have enough time in your day and your job's really demanding or...
I would rather not tell you guys because I think it might sound crazy and I would really not want to come off like a crazy person.
That makes me want to know even more what it is, Allison.
Yeah, I'm thinking like you're going to get a boob job or something and you need to get that finished.
No, not at all. I just feel like this could be the most important second date of my life and I'd really rather not ruin the surprise.
Whoa, you like him that much?
Wow.
I do. I mean, I've been working on this picture book for him for the last, I don't know, couple of months, and I just want to make sure that it's perfect, and it's just not ready yet to give to him, and so I'm just trying to finish it.
You say you've been working on a picture book?
Yeah.
Have you
of
even?
What?
I've been working on collecting some photos of the last, like, year or so of, I guess, like, of me liking him and, like, of
Allison, I guess I'm confused.
Whoa, whoa. A year?
You guys went on that one date.
Yeah. Right?
Had you known each other beforehand? Because when we talked to him, he says that he knew you worked in the same building and you met, like, at a lunch.
Well, yeah, in terms of, like, us dating. But I've known of him for about a year and a half or so. One of my girlfriends at work pointed him out to me, and we were with two totally separate groups, but our eyes met, and I just knew it was perfect. Like, we were going to date.
Oh, God.
All right.
Now, wait, Allison.
So I just had to wait it out.
So are the pictures, so what, I guess I don't understand exactly what you're building. You said a picture book, But what is a picture book of? Collages or something?
Yeah, like I'm imagining you taking photos of him outside of his house.
That's what it sounds like you're saying.
No, just like who we were before we started dating. So, like, I went to his high school and I got his high school yearbook photo.
What?
No. With that in it. And I recently dyed my hair blonde, so I have, like, the before and after photo. Like, so, like, who we were before we got together.
And Allison, you're planning on giving him this on your second date?
Yeah.
And that's...
I mean, I think he'd really appreciate it. I think he'd really love it.
Wait, don't you have girlfriends to tell you that this is, like, crazy?
This isn't crazy. It's, like, a book of my feelings and all of... like, all of what we were before we're going to be together. And it's, you know, like, I know how much he likes blondes. And the fact that I went and dyed my hair blonde, he's just going to appreciate it so much.
Allison, you know what? You're right. Allison.
We get married, we're going to have this, like, shown at the wedding. I'm like, what our lives were like before we were together.
Allison, you know what? If somebody had done that for me on a second date, I would think that that was so sweet.
You are such a liar.
And no. I would think that, you know, it'd be nice if somebody went to all that work for me.
Yeah, see?
No, Allison, no.
I just wanted it to be sweet, like, and that's why I can't see him yet. It's,
okay.
It's not ready.
All right, Allison. Well, then I will tell him to just hold tight, and you will eventually go out with him. That's the message you want me to pass along?
That's exactly it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Allison, I also need to let you know that Mark is on the other line and just heard that. Mark?
Yeah.
Say hi to Allison.
Oh, my gosh.
Allison? What's going on?
Oh, God.
You've been collecting pictures of me? Allison?
What is going on?
Mark, it wasn't that you weren't supposed to find out about it this way. Like, I have this beautiful book that I've just been working on, and I just wanted you to see it, and I haven't been blowing you off, I swear.
See, you've been working on this since way before we even met?
I mean, yeah, because you were in a relationship, and so I knew that we couldn't be together. I'm not that kind of girl. Like, of course I was going to wait until you were single.
How did you even know I was in a relationship?
I mean, like, we have mutual friends in at work, and so I just, you know, I knew some things about you.
Wait, so you've been, like, stalking me for the past year?
No. I'm not that kind of crazy person. I'm not a stalker at all.
What kind of crazy person are you?
I just wanted to make sure that, like, you knew what our life was like before and it was documented.
Allison, this is creepy.
It's not. It's not at all. Like, it's really just meant to be sweet and endearing, and I mean, you're really going to love it when you see it. I promise.
I feel unsafe.
I don't think anybody blames you for that, Mark.
Allison.
Holy cow.
I think you've officially scared Mark a little bit.
Because of you. Because it wasn't supposed to be like this. He was supposed to see it on our date, and now you ruined it, and everybody knows it. I was supposed to show him this book, and he was supposed to just be so happy to see it.
Yeah, Allison, you know what? I'm sorry I screwed that up for you.
Thank you for the apology, but that doesn't change anything.
Allison, in your mind, how was this going to play out exactly? He was going to fall in love with you after you gave him a book?
Who do you think you are?
Whoa!
That is exactly what was supposed to happen.
Oh, honey.
Don't all honey me. You know this was a genius plan, and you're just upset because you didn't think about it.
What? There's so many things wrong with this.
You guys are such app. How dare you spoil this,
Allison,
on the radio for me?
Allison,
you ruined the surprise.
I don't know. Hey, Allison.
Everything. You made me
look
and everything.
Allison, I know that you're upset, but I haven't even asked if Mark would go out with you again. Like, the whole thing might not be ruined. Mark, would you like to go out with Allison again on a second date? We'll pay for it.
No.
See? It's because of you.
Yes.
You ruined this. You did this.
I'm sorry.
No.
I apologize, Allison. I think Allison's gone.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to get another photo book sent to the station, Jubal, but it's going to be all of you with your eyes crossed out.
I'm scared for my safety. And, Mark,
yeah.
I think you might need to find a new job and a new town.
I think calling you guys might have literally saved my life.
Yeah, I think you're right.